Wagner on now, please?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Hello?
They're getting Miss Fair.
Oh, thank you.
Hello?
Thank Mayor you. Wagner?
Yes? Yes?
Mayor Wagner, 090.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Mr. President. How are you?
Pretty good.
Fine, good. Everything's pretty good shape up here.
Well, good.
We just have one problem again, the one that you and I've talked about a number of times, the Brooklyn Navy Yard.
Yep.
And I think this is a pretty serious one. I mean, not for you, but Bob Kennedy got himself involved in it. I have the problem. And a number of the congressmen in that area are affected by it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they have a big rally at Madison Square Garden tomorrow. And if I could, I think it would be helpful. We could say, if it's agreeable to you, that...
Bob, I don't know. I'll tell you what that story is.
Yeah.
They're going to be about half those yards closed. They don't know which ones.
Right.
They're running a cost accounting study on them, which is going to be out the early part of the year, maybe early spring.
Right.
They got them beginning with Boston and going across to Mare Island.
Yeah.
And every one of them, Philadelphia, just hot as a firecracker, every one of them are wanting some assurance. Some kind, and McNamara won't give many because he doesn't know himself.
Right.
He knows this. He's got twice the capacity that he's got any need for.
Right.
And it's just a WPA operation.
Yeah.
After the first of the year, but we got him to put it off until the first of the year, and he got his cost accountants and every one of them now studying them.
Right.
They let some go in Brooklyn,
right.
And I called him up and made him put them back on.
Right.
I just told them they couldn't do it till the election.
Right.
But as to which ones will go and which ones won't, I don't think anybody, God Almighty himself, can tell until they finish their study.
Right. Well, as I said, they're going to have about 22,000 people down there tomorrow.
Good.
At Madison Square Garden. And, you know, we just can't say that, we hope we're going to do something. Is it possible, Mr. President, that we could say, and I include Kennedy, after all, he's the candidate, we've talked to you, and you want to get all the facts on the table again, and that we have a date with you, and that we're able to say that.
Well, now, I've tried to stay away from it, because I can't be hearing every installation. What I've tried to do is refer every one of them to McNamara. He's been saying every delegation comes to him. I tell him that decision never comes over here.
Right.
He's closed 566
right.
installations. They've got some more up in your state. I've forgotten.
Rome, New York.
Rome, New York was a real hot firecracker. And Watertown Arsenal, Massachusetts is a hot firecracker. They were after me about it the day before yesterday when I was up there. He's closed 566, and he's kind of a fella. I don't know who you got like him. I guess maybe Moses or somebody.
Yeah.
But he doesn't come over here with us. I just, he did it with Kennedy, and he did it with me. He's cut out about $4 billion.
Yeah.
Of savings, and I'm afraid if I got mixed up in his trying to make the inviting them in here or indicating I would sit in judgment, I wouldn't be a surprised fellow just wouldn't put a resignation right in my lap.
Yeah, right. Well, the difference between Moses and Magma, Moses spends it. He doesn't
say that. Well, I don't even know much about Moses, but I get it. He was a kind of an ickiest type of fellow that kind of operated independent, and McNamara does too. Now, I have this thought.
Yeah.
The man thinks more of Bobby Kennedy than anybody in America than McNamara.
Yeah, I know. Bobby's talked to him, and he doesn't know, and so on and so forth. He hasn't given any satisfaction. The most unpopular fella in the Brooklyn Navy Yard is McNamara.
Yeah, and generally speaking, in most of these installations.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned that you're going down to see him. They'll boo you and ourselves and McNamara right out of the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
We were just trying to think of some gimmick to try to get over this thing for the next couple of weeks. In view of the fact that the, you know, these are 12,000 people and their families, and I'm not running, but we want to be able to make sure that we try to keep them under control for you and Hubert and Kennedy, and particularly the local candidates, Hugh Carey and Rooney, who, you know, they can get murdered with this.
Yeah, well, I'll do anything that you think ought to be done, that you think will be safe, that won't explode here.
Yeah, well, suppose we do this. If we could say that, talk to you and Bob Kennedy, talk to you, and that we will meet within the next week or so, and then without any commitment. And then you can refer it then over to McNamara again.
All right, if that doesn't heat you up, and if they don't expect me when I come up there to give them an answer.
Right. Well, no, we'll work that out. We take one step at a time. Well, we won't put you on the spot.
You can't say you got an appointment with the you talked to the president, he's making an appointment with the Secretary of Navy to come up and look into it.
You wouldn't want that.
No, I say you could do that if you want to.
Yeah.
You could say, I talked to the president last night, and he said he'd take it up with the Secretary of Navy, Mr. Nitze, and have him come and look at it and see that we got a fair shake.
Well, that's all. I think that'd be helpful.
All right?
Yeah. Fine, Mr. President. I'll talk to Bob Kennedy, and if they work it out, and then we can get back to Jack Valenti, so we won't bother you tomorrow morning.
That's right. I'd say I called the White House and asked the White House to make an appointment with the Secretary of the Navy, and they are making an appointment with the Secretary of the Navy for all of us to have him come up here, or for us to go down there, whichever can be worked out in the next few days.
All right, fine.
But now you won't get a decision till the early part of the year.
Right.
You ought to let them know so it doesn't make us look like we promised them something that we're not.
Right.
Herald Tribune came out for us tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
You're
going to win this thing unanimously if you're not careful.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, a Republican paper came out the first time in 100 years today. Life magazine's coming out the 4th.
Oh, wonderful.
The Herald Tribune closes up.
Well,
said, we believe strongly in Republican principles.
Yeah.
We feel the Republican Party is best fitted to govern a free nation. We urgently want to see the Republican Party, already dangerously diminished, grow stronger. But this, in our judgment, does not justify making Goldwater President of the United States. Supporting Johnson, we do so with our eyes open and our fingers crossed. We hold no brief for the Democratic doctrine of ever-encroaching federal authority. We fear a continued spending. We despise traditional Democratic practice of buying votes by the blocks with special interest legislation wrapped in compassion-sounding slogan. Moreover, but in Johnson we are offered a man of experience and competence. In the Senate he proved himself the ablest legislative leader of the age. As president, he has moved with sureness and responsibility through almost a year of crisis. Not least of these, a crisis assassination succession. Moreover, Johnson's greatest talent is the one needed now, as seldom before, that of reconciling the seemingly irreconcilable, pulling opposites into consensus. In a nation torn by racial and sectional strife, its divisions exasperated by candidacy, the nation needs a president who can bind up its wounds and let it find its soul again. Senator Goldwater says he is offering the nation a choice. So far as these two candidates are concerned, our inescapable choice, as a newspaper that was Republican before there was a Republican Party, has been a Republican ever since, and will always remain Republican. Our choice is Lyndon B. Johnson.
Wonderful. You got another first.
I don't know. How does it look to you up there? They're distributing a lot of these hate books around, and they say they're giving them some trouble some of these places.
No. You and Hubert are in terrific shape here. You got a real dogfight on the senator.
Is that close?
Yeah, I think so. Everything we can to help.
God bless you, Bob. I'll help you any way you want me to.
Yeah, fine. Bye.